Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I've been mentioning these past few Sundays, the Church is preparing us for this season of Great Lent, upon which we are about to embark. Beginning tomorrow, and actually beginning this evening, with our service of Forgiveness Vespers. And it's not by accident that the Church appoints the readings that it appoints on these Sundays as we prepare, and it's not by accident that we have certain commemorations on each of these Sundays. Today, many of us think about today as either Forgiveness Sunday, or many of us think about it as Cheese Fair Sunday, because we recognize that beginning tomorrow we're going to be giving up not just the meat that we gave up last week, last Monday, but also the cheese. And so we're thinking about the fasting from food. But you will notice the icon at the back of the church, and if you were here at Matins, you heard some of the hymns this morning. One of our commemorations, our remembrances, is the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. And of course, we know that Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden because of their sin. And so today I want to show the connection between the readings that we have appointed for this Sunday, as well as the fast that we have upcoming with this expulsion from the Garden of Eden. We have been, I don't know how you could not but notice, as we're all beginning to fast, that the last three Sundays we have heard something about food and the lack of importance of what we eat. And yet, at the same time, the Church is guiding us into this fasting season where we do fast from certain foods. Specifically, we think about the meat and the dairy products. So what is going on with this? What is the Church teaching us through this appointment of the readings? Yet at the same time that we're fasting, the Church is signaling to us that there is something much more important than just giving up the food. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have been saying what he said in today's epistle to the Romans and what he said to the Corinthians that we heard from earlier and so forth. There's something much deeper that's going on than just fasting from food. We see it, I know this every year. I've never noticed the Church of Antioch, or I haven't seen it circulated. So I'll use the example. I see the Church of Russia, something is circulated that talks about the fasting season, and it mentions always in that document from the Patriarch. There are people who don't fast necessarily, or who may modify the fast. You look at it, it's people who are infants, people who are teenagers, people who are elderly, people who have health problems, people who are pregnant, and so forth. How do they participate then in the fast if they're not doing the strictest fast? You know, and the Church says, of course, to consult with their parish priest, their spiritual father, as we should do if we are to make exceptions. We shouldn't just decide that on our own. But how do they participate? And people have asked me, they said, Father, how do I participate in the fast when I have these limitations? Well, you see, what the Church is showing us very clearly is that the most important thing from which we fast is sin. You'll hear that on Wednesday evening at the pre-sanctified liturgy. As we fast from food, let us also fast from sin. St. John Chrysostom teaches us, what good is it to fast from food if we eat our brother by gossiping about him and speaking ill about our brother, about our neighbor? What's the point? You see, ultimately what we're doing, brothers and sisters, in this season of Great Lent, in as much as it's possible for us to do on this earth, we are trying to go back to the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were not permitted to eat from any of the animals. You'll see very clearly they were given permission to eat from the herbs of the field. They were able to eat the vegetation. And it was only after they sinned and they saw their nakedness, as the Bible says, before they didn't realize. There was no shame. But when they saw it, then we see the prefiguring of the slaughtering of animals as they made covers for their loins out of skin from the animals, out of fur from the animals. And it's only later than in Genesis where it's more clear after the flood, where there's like no going back after this, because God, remember, essentially destroyed the earth and recreated it. And it was only then that humans were given permission to kill the animals, to eat them for food. So in this season, we are going back as much as we can to the way that it was in paradise, the way that it was intended to be. That's why you see the fasting rules that we have. Do not eat of the animals or any animal products. But most importantly, it's why the focus of this fast is that we not sin. That we fast from sin. That we take a serious examination of our hearts and of our minds. And that we root out any sin, any evil which is found in us. And the most significant sin that we need to root out, the church is telling us through the readings today, is being judgmental of others. That's what St. Paul is telling us. Who are you to judge another man's servant? He stands only before his master, which is Christ. And he, Christ, can make anyone to stand. By judging anyone else, we are essentially proclaiming that God's mercy is insufficient for that person. But St. Paul tells us, not the case. God can make anyone to stand, even the worst of sinners. And so we're encouraged at the beginning of this fast not to judge anyone else. And we Orthodox, we're really good at that, especially during this season. I hear time and time again about, oh, the Catholics and the way that they fast and the Protestants. Forget about them. Paul is telling you to look inside your own heart and not worry about whatever you think about your neighbor, whether they're their shortcomings or not. Who cares? Focus on you. The only thing that you can control. Focus on your own sins. Focus on your own fast. Be the best Christian that you can be. Because when we judge others, what are we doing? We're trying to minimize our own sin. We're trying to compare ourselves to someone above. At least I'm better than my neighbor. No! God does not judge you against your neighbor. He judges you against yourself. That's why we talk about standing at the fearful judgment seat of Christ to give an account for our life. Not to give an account for our neighbor or how we did compared to him. How we did with what God gave us. And so this season of Great Lent, we will begin this evening with Forgiveness Vespers, which concludes with what's called the Rite of Mutual Forgiveness, where we go around and we ask forgiveness of one another. Because it's inevitable, brothers and sisters, living in a community as human beings who have fallen, it's inevitable that we judge one another. And so we go around for that sin and for any other sins we have committed against any of our fellow Christians, we ask forgiveness. And we begin this season of Great Lent, not worried about them, not worried about others, not worried about those outside the Orthodox Church, but focusing on ourselves. The great Saint Seraphim of Sarov says, to save your own soul and thousands around you will be saved. If you want to have an impact on others and you want to save them, that's a wonderful thing. But we don't do that through being judgmental. We do it by becoming holy, by becoming like God. And the only way we become like God is when we use these tools that the Church has given us during this Lent season of fasting, not just from food, but fasting from our sin, focusing, examining our own lives, making sure that we root out of our own selves this sin, so that this season, the primary fast that we follow is fasting from sin and doing the Lord's work. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.